Right, this is your last call. Last few days to see Distorted Constellations. It's an audiovisual installation by artist Wando Ebizier, which examines the condition known as visual snow. This creates a kind of distortion of visual perception, and it's a relatively unknown condition. And Wando only fairly recently discovered that not everybody sees the world in quite the same way she does. Well, that prompted her to put Distorted Constellations together. It's a maze of mesh with projections and sound, and it's on now until Sunday at Lighthouse. I went there to meet Wando to find out more about the ideas behind it.
My name is Wando Ebizier. This is Distorted Constellations at Lighthouse.
So we're in the basement at Lighthouse, and it's like a maze of light and colour. This is connected to the visual snow syndrome, which is something which you have. How did you discover you had visual snow, and what does it actually mean?
Visual snow syndrome is a disorder that was discovered only a few years ago. I think it was only really named in 2014. And actually around that same time, I just happened to be talking to my parents about, and I said, oh, the sky looks really hazy tonight. And they were like, oh, no, hazy. The sky's not hazy. Maybe you've got cataracts. Go and see the optician. So I went to see the optician and did all the eye tests. They said, your eyes are fine, your vision's great. And I said at the time, well, what about all those little dots that I can see? And they were like, maybe you've got dry eyes, try some eye drops. So I tried the eye drops, but they didn't do anything. But I started researching online and just talking to more people and talking about perception in general. I happened to find this paper that had just been written about visual snow, and they realised it's this perceptual disorder. It's not in the eyes, it's neurological. Something seems to be different in some people's brains that means they see all these different things. The weird thing about it is it's not only visual. So there's things like everybody who has visual snow or experiences visual snow will see this kind of like analog TV static all the time. Most people will also have something called palynopsia, which means you see kind of after images. You know, when you look at a light source and look away, you can still see that light source. Yeah, we see these after images of everything. What I find really interesting about it is it's one of those things that demonstrates that how all our perceptual frameworks are really different. And so it's something that a few years ago nobody knew existed, and then since a few scientists have been studying it, there's thousands of people in the world, and it's growing all the time, because it's one of those things that you might not realise until you're an adult and you're suddenly confronted by it, that you realise that not everybody else sees like that. And so it got me really interested in perception in general and how there's lots of kind of like atypical perceptual effects. For example, synesthesia, that someone might go their whole life and not realise that everybody else doesn't smell colour or hear colour. Like, the real takeaway from this project for me that I'm really interested in people understanding is that actually we all have our own kind of discrete perceptual frameworks, and you really have no idea what somebody else is perceiving.
I've had a wander through here, and it's quite disorientating, not in a scary way, but it does change your perception. You're not sure if you're going forward into a light or into some kind of, there's very soft barriers here of a kind of mesh, and it does really throw out your perception of what you might see as reality.
Good, great, yeah. I think one thing I wanted to achieve with it is to give people a sense of my perceptual reality and give people a sense of disorientation and a kind of cross-modality of the senses. So scientists are beginning to understand more and more how certain senses interlink, and one sense can confuse another sense. I like this idea of, how the vision and the vestibular sense, which is the sense that governs our kind of uprightness. It's a sense that really goes off key when you're drunk, for example. Uh-huh. How those two things conflicting can impact on each other. And I'm hoping a lot of people come and maybe find out that they're not as normal, in inverted commas, as they thought they were.
That's Wando Obizier talking about Distorted Constellations at Lighthouse. It runs from Wednesday to Sunday, noon till 7, and it's free, but this Sunday is the last day. We loved it, didn't we, Rebecca?
Absolutely. I thought it was well worth spending some time there. It's not something... Well, it's something you could just walk in and spend 5 minutes there, but actually it's also something you could walk in and spend an hour and a half.
There's something quite meditative about it because it is slightly disorientating, and it is something that wraps you up in another world. And in this case, we're getting wrapped up in kind of Wando's mind and her vision as well. I just really loved it. I thought it was a fantastic experience. And we did actually say when we were talking about it last week that we would go again. So this is kind of a reminder to me that it finishes on Sunday. So I must go again before Sunday.